This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Orioles back in action tonight after yesterday's very bizarre day of spring training baseball. And Grayson Rodriguez, he's just sluggish, but that's a year after a Cy Young finalist. Kyle Bradish goes down with Tommy John, and he said a few weeks ago that he's pitching in pain last year. So, interesting way to handle your pitchers. With that, I give Jason Lockeford the floor.
Beltway Ben, could you please get me Glenn Danzig and the Misfits?
Inside Access.
The Orioles get lauded for a lot of things, and rightfully so, especially when it comes to areas of building a farm system and building out a large platform of prospects and player development, especially player development, you know, I'd say at the lower level of the minor leagues. I think they also leave something to be desired, and we're deep enough into this thing now. For me, when it comes to identifying pitching talent, developing pitching, handling the injury risk of pitching. And I was reading it was almost a scientific breakdown yesterday of Sagano, or maybe it was 2 days ago, from Sagano. And it's from like Pitcher's List, and it was incredibly detailed, and it was looking at him through all these advanced metrics of what he did in Japan. And basically, the comp it spit out was Eflin. And it got me thinking, do these guys have certain types? And are their types good enough? And do they keep sort of repeating similar sort of decision-making over and over and over? And we've talked here, and we're kind of thinking that Sagano, when you start talking 5 and 6 pitch mix, we've thrown out Dean Kramer-like sort of projections, or could that be what it looks like, but with even finer control and maybe a little more moxie? But then I'm like, well, geez, this is really kind of similar. And then I'm like, well, yeah, I'm also old enough to remember when they got Cole Irvin, and then the moment that they got Trevor Rogers, the first thing out of my mouth was, this guy sucks, and it's literally younger Cole Irvin. It is Cole Irvin 2.0, and I've called him that a million times Twitter, and I've been right. And I'm like, gosh darn, almost cussed. I've seen this movie before, and this is the same profile and the same sort of, we can do this and we can do that, but damn, they just traded out Cole Irvin for Cole Irvin. And so... it made me feel a certain way and not so great. And so then I started thinking, well, how about the way they identified all these sort of marginal arms through the entire rebuild? And how many of these guys did they bring in and polish up and flip for trade chips, starting pitchers? I really couldn't come up with anybody. Like, I couldn't come up with anybody. Even Lopi, which turned out to be a great trade, that was after he converted to a reliever.
Yeah, no starters that they flipped.
Like, Jordan Lyles turned into nothing. Kyle Gibson was flipped into nothing.
this coterie of people they brought in, the Asher Wojciechowskis, everybody who ever pitched for, right, for Sig and Mike in St. Louis or Houston.
Eshelman.
And they tried a bunch of them. None of them ever netted anything. So then I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to give him credit for Suarez. I think Suarez be better in the bullpen, but he gave whatever, 20-some starts for them last year.
For them down the stretch.
Suarez was really good for them last year. Like, that was a good find. But I'm kind of thinking, if they're really good at this, shouldn't my list be longer than that? And then I'm like, well, Tyler Wells was a good Rule 5 find, but boy, what did they do to jack up Tyler Wells? And then it got me thinking about the injury side of this. Now, again, you guys know this. This is before the Grayson thing. I started telling you guys, hey, I'm starting to connect some dots here. That was like Monday and Tuesday, before Grayson got hurt. But I'm like, okay, Wells was an interesting find, but he had a tough backstory, the injuries, not pitching that much, and did they baby him or did they jerk him all over the place? They jerked him all over the place. Is that why he got hurt? We'll never know. But he's been hurt a bunch. Their response to that was, we're going to keep him as a starter, and now is we don't know when he's coming back. I'm like, yeah, John Means. That Tommy John didn't go so well, and neither did the second one. So, I'm like, they didn't handle that situation perhaps all that great. Not saying they're responsible for the guy getting hurt, but the comeback was weird. We're now entering a season where Felix Bautista's 16-plus months removed from Tommy John, a Tommy John he should have had sooner, but they played around with letting him throw out of the bullpen, doing whatever they did, right? They stretched it out for a couple of months. 3 p.m. side sessions from Camden Yards. Plenty of intrigue. And now they're not sure exactly when he'll be totally built up, and he can't go back-to-back days. So it's like the specialist arms. And Bradish, who they let pitch through pain repeatedly last year when they should have shut him down and had the surgery initially. And now we don't know when he's coming back. And then now there's Grayson on top of it coming out.
He's just sluggish.
I felt really bad in the bullpen. I'm doing all this kind of stuff on my own. And yeah, I just couldn't get behind the ball, and I'm just a little sluggish. And clearly there's no communication because the skipper to this point and the GM to this point have had nothing to say about that. And then when they've tried to identify arms in season, whether it's Fuji, whether it's the general, how's that worked out for him?
No, it hasn't.
So hey, to your point, too, you've been calling them out for the way they've handled Grayson since he was in the minor leagues.
Years ago, doing down on the farm.
Never let him pitch through adversity. Never built the pitch counts up. And if you're saving all those bullets, then get his ass to the major sooner so we can start seeing it. And I was calling for them to promote him from Norfolk before he got hurt the first time. We brought a lot of smart people on this show who said, I don't know why they're wasting these starts in Norfolk. And then he hurts the lad in Norfolk, and it blows out the rest of the year. And you could make the case, he hasn't quite been the same since. Like, he certainly hasn't been durable. He's built to be an ox. He hasn't been an ox. So I just look at this prism through the identification, the development, and the injury area of it. And it makes me... It gives me pause. And then I look at outliers like Tanner Scott, freakish left-handed arm. They like their lefties to look like Cole Irvin, apparently, or to look like Rogers. And they didn't know what to do with that, and they sold low on him, and they didn't know what to do with D.L. Hall either. And they jerked him around, didn't treat him right, and then sold low on him. So I'm looking at all that saying, are we sure? Are we sure that... Oh, and he can't judge the market in free agency because all he ever does is bring guys here on one-year deals. Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah. And he doesn't want to draft any pitchers. And when he does draft them high, like Jackson Baumeister, who's going to be a 3 or 4 starter for Tampa, trust me, he gives them away in trades.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, well, he flipped. He didn't give him away. He traded for a starter who's helped them. Like that,
he traded Jackson Ballmeister's career plus two other potential careers for a season and a third of Eflin.
But we don't know what Jackson Ballmeister is yet.
We don't.
We don't.
And to be fair, that's the price to play. Now, him not doing enough is a whole other story.
But that's fine.
He's got all these hitting prospects.
Yes. Yeah. Why trade the pitcher?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
If you suck at all this other stuff, and you might have found gold with him, and you've got 200 kids in your system, why are you trading the one potential starter who should have already been in Double A? Of course, they didn't do that. What did the Phillies do? What did the Phillies do with the pitchers they sent to the Phillies last year who they never should have traded?
Now those,
they bumped them up a level.
Giveaways.
They turned one into a starter who should have been starting here, and I used to ask Matt Blunt all the time, why don't you start this kid? Right? And what did the Phillies do?
No, you're right. Those are giveaways. But I think when you give up Moises Chaussee and Seth Johnson for these two
arms, ridiculous.
That's bad. But you got something for Ballmeister. Like Zach Eflin's a nice pitcher.
He's a nice pitcher, but you've done nothing but draft these bats.
You.
Why is he the guy in that trade?
No, you're right. I just took issue with giveaways.
And Tampa, how do they do when Tampa wants your pitcher, don't trade him?
Yeah, they do pretty well. They do pretty well.
So I have concerns about their ability to put a starting staff together for the long term.
By the way, some breaking news, Jordan Westbrook in the lineup for tonight's game.
Woo-hoo.
So that
got
is good
mattress.
News.
Mattress Warehouse.
By the way, Gunnar Henderson is not.
Gunnar Henderson's not going to be in lineups for a long time.
A little bit. Adley Rutschman back in the lineup as well. Orioles taking back to the field at 6 o'clock tonight. That's the Pirates they're playing this evening. But coming up next, we switch to football and the Ravens. A little purple rain in the forecast. Joey Bosa released by the Chargers. What does the pass rush market look like in free agency? And can the Ravens strike to improve their pass rush? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.